We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Two nursing homes in Dallas County have reported clusters of coronavirus, and individual cases are now reported at two others. County Judge Clay Jenkins says people who work at these facilities have to notify the county of a new case within 6 hours. Employees have to have their temperatures taken and wear PPEs, personal protective equipment.
What we're seeing in New York and California, and particularly in Oregon, and of course you can see it right here in Denton, is when people are in these settings, it is very hard to keep this spread from happening very quickly.
The retirement centers with the clusters are Skyline Nursing and Edgemont Senior Living Center. Dallas County now has 631 cases of coronavirus and 13 people have died. That number is the second highest in Texas behind Houston. Dallas's mayor lays out some new requirements for hospitals, and the city hopes to have a plan for using the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center.
Mayor Eric Johnson wants hospitals to send a report on the number of available beds and ventilators every day.
Transparency and facts are key to slowing the spread of this virus.
He says no hospital has reported a shortage of beds or ventilators, and he wants the public to have those facts. Dallas Emergency Management Director Rocky Vaz says the Navy and Texas National Guard have been meeting with local healthcare leaders to establish the mission for the temporary hospital at K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center.
What type of patients do they want to see in that facility? And then tell us, give us 48 hours notice to be able to turn the hospital on.
Johnson also says Dallas has only been issuing warnings for large groups on the Katy Trail, but they've been getting complaints and may move toward citations. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
McKinney's restrictions on coronavirus are stronger than the rest of Collin County, and they will stand.
The rarely used state statute says when a mayor's declaration conflicts with a county judge's order, the county judge's order prevails. And that was the basis of the request to block McKinney's tougher shelter-in-place restrictions, that the looser Collin County rules should apply. But State District Judge Jill Willis said in this case, the mayor's order was replaced by a city ordinance.
This additional information makes it clear that once the mayor's declaration was superseded by the city ordinance.
The ruling is also in line with Collin County Judge Chris Hill, who said mayors have the right to protect their own cities as they see fit. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hospital in Wise County now offering drive-through coronavirus testing for some people. Wise Health System offering testing to healthcare workers and first responders, anyone over the age of 60 that has underlying medical conditions, or people that have gone to a country where coronavirus is widespread. If you meet the criteria, you should call the hospital to schedule an appointment. Students at colleges in Fort Worth organizing donation drives for blood and personal protective equipment.
Connor Rodriguez is a freshman at TCU studying to be a doctor. He's helping organize a donation drive for personal protective equipment, which is in very short supply here in the DFW area.
We're focusing primarily on face shields, gowns, gloves, in the mask.
The donation drive goes through at least April 20th.
People can drop off their items at the TCU Frog Alley parking garage.
And those items can be dropped off between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Students at TCU and the UNT Health Science Center School of Medicine are also organizing a blood drive through the American Red Cross and Carter Blood Care. That runs through May 31st. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Southwest Airlines cutting flights in May by more than 40%. It says it has to, and it has to park these planes because demand for travel keeps dropping. Their CEO, Gary Kelly, says the airline is in intensive care, and it's asking employees to cut expenses where they can. As customer demand continues to decrease, American Airlines is also hoping for some federal money. It says the money's needed so American can keep flying.
Those that are flying today are doing so for important reasons. They're medical professionals getting to where they're most needed. Family members getting to their loved ones or where they feel most safe. Elected officials getting to their constituents and back to govern.
American CEO Doug Parker says the company could get $12 billion in federal aid, and even with the money, tens of thousands of airline workers in North Texas will have to work fewer hours. There's a program in place to get out-of-work service industry workers a paycheck and keep food banks running.
It's called Get Shift Done, and co-founder Patrick Brandt says they match furloughed restaurant workers with area food banks.
These furloughed workers to get some basic income and serve these volunteer shifts so that the food could still be delivered. And seeing as how 1/6 of North Texans still are food insecure, we wanted to keep that number stabilized.
He says the project also helps out the food banks, which have seen a volunteer shortage during the COVID-19 outbreak. Brandt says they have helped out 15 food banks in Dallas and have put 1,000 people to work in just their second week. So far, the fund has paid out $400,000 worth of salaries. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And in Dallas, a team of chefs says thank you to doctors and nurses working on the front lines.
Executive Chef Luke Rogers and his staff at Sabre in Dallas spent all of yesterday preparing for today. The team prepped vegetable lasagna, beef fettuccine, and chicken Florentine meals to give away to doctors and nurses just to say thank you.
We know that they're doing something great, and just being on the front lines, we're supporting them, we're behind them, and to keep going. Because we're going to beat this. We're going to beat this together.
Rogers tells our partners at NBC 5 he dropped the free meals off this afternoon, enough for 100 hospital workers to enjoy. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.